Welcome to Coaching Hope for You. I'm Kim Hansen Petroni, founder of Coaching Hope for You and Not a Casserole Widow. In this podcast, I share short reflections and coaching insights drawn from my writing about healing after betrayal, divorce, and rebuilding life after relational trauma. Today, I want to talk about something that often goes unspoken in couples' recovery after betrayal. Couples healing from intimate betrayal isn't repair. It's actually reconstruction. This is part one of a two-part series. Many couples begin recovery believing that love, sincerity, and hard conversations should be enough. They want to fix things privately, quickly, and at home. They hope that if both people are committed, healing will naturally follow. But betrayal recovery is not simply a communication problem. It is a trauma and a relational rupture problem. The betrayed partner is not just upset. Often the body is responding as if danger is still present. Sleep becomes difficult. Focus disappears. Everyday conversations feel loaded. A delayed response, a shift in tone, or an unclear answer can send the nervous system into alarm. This is not weakness. This is the embodied impact of trauma. The betrayed partner is changing, often becoming more aware, more protective, more sensitive to truth, and more intentional about safety. At the same time, the betrayer is changing too. When recovery is genuine, the betrayer is not simply endeavoring to stop destructive behavior. They are learning how to tolerate discomfort, name emotions, stay present in hard conversations, and build integrity that is lived rather than performed. Many have spent years managing distress through avoidance, secrecy, or disconnection. Recovery asks them to become someone new. So now you have two people in the same relationship, both grieving, both changing, both needing support, while simultaneously trying to build something entirely different. This is not simple repair. This is reconstruction. You are not rebuilding the old relationship. One of the most important shifts couples can make is this. The goal is not to get back to the old relationship. The old relationship held conditions that allowed deception, disconnection, avoidance, or false intimacy to survive. Recovery invites couples to build a new relationship grounded in truth, accountability, emotional safety, and new tools. This means new boundaries, new expectations, new language, new ways of repairing, new ways of asking for help, and ultimately new ways of being known. This can feel deeply disorienting and completely overwhelming. The betrayed partner may think, "I am not who I used to be." And the betrayer may think, "I do not know how to do this without my old defenses." Both may quietly wonder, can we create something new when so much has been lost? And maybe, but usually not without support. Safety must come before closeness. After betrayal, couples often rush towards emotional closeness because distance feels terrifying. Unfortunately, healing does not move at the speed of longing. Safety matters more than speed. Without safety, conversations become volatile or circular. Boundaries get mistaken for punishments. Reassurance is offered often but rarely felt. One partner pushes for connection, while the other braces for impact. Safety grows when recovery has structure. And that structure might include clear communication boundaries, transparency agreements, consistent check-ins, outside support for each partner, shared language for overwhelm and repair, respect for pacing, space for truth without minimizing or flooding. As boundaries evolve, both partners may feel unsettled. The betrayed partner may need limits that once felt unnecessary. The betrayer may experience those limits as painful reminders of loss. But boundaries are not the enemy of intimacy. In betrayal recovery, they're often the beginning of safety. Why a team matters. Couples recovery is rarely strongest when two wounded people are left alone to figure it out inside their home. And not because they failed, but because the injury is too layered to hold in isolation. A comprehensive recovery plan usually requires a team. The betrayed partner needs places for validation, grounding, education, and care. The betrayer needs accountability, emotional skill building, and support for sustainable change. The couple needs guidance for communication, triggers, repair, and understanding what safety actually looks like now. When helpers, coaches, or therapists work in silos, recovery can feel fragmented. One voice focuses only on pain, another only on behavior change, another only on saving the relationship. Healing is strongest when support is integrated, when trauma, accountability, boundaries, emotional development, and trust rebuilding are addressed together. And support is not a luxury. Couple support after betrayal is not an extra. It is not indulgent or a sign of weakness. It is often the very thing that makes real recovery possible, because when betrayal shatters a relationship, both people need somewhere safe to bring what the relationship cannot yet hold. This is not failure. That is wisdom. There may come a day when the betrayer becomes a safer person. There may come a day when the betrayed can receive comfort without alarm. And there may come a day when the relationship feels steady, honest, and mutually supportive in ways it never was before. But getting there usually requires more than hope. It requires structure, support, humility, honesty, and care. If your relationship is in this space, you are not broken for needing help. You are responding to something profound, and profound wounds deserve comprehensive care. This isn't repair, it's reconstruction. And reconstruction doesn't happen by accident. It requires intention, structure, and support. Carla Summey and I have developed a clear framework for this process. In part two of this series, I will explain the solid healing path Carla and I have discovered through our years of working together with couples navigating intimate betrayal. It's also what we will be sharing together in the Choose Connection Summit. You will find the link in the information. Thank you for listening to Coaching Hope for You. If this reflection resonated with you, you can find more writing and resources at coachinghopeforyou.com and through Not a Casserole Widow. Until next time, be kind to yourself. You're rebuilding something sacred.